Trump suggests National Guard could be deployed to New Orleans. By Elizabeth Weibel on September 3, 2025. President Donald Trump suggested that the National Guard could be deployed to New Orleans as part of an effort to crack down on crime, noting that Louisiana's governor wanted the administration to come in and address the crime. While meeting with Poland's president, Karol Nawrocki, Trump suggested that his administration was weighing whether to go to Chicago or a place like New Orleans to address the crime. Trump's comments come as Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, D., and Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, D., have pushed back against federal agents in the city after more than four dozen people were shot over Labor Day weekend. "We're making a determination now," Trump said. "Do we go to Chicago? Or do we go to a place like New Orleans, where we have a great governor, Jeff Landry, who wants us to come in and straighten out a very nice section of this country that's become quite, you know, quite tough, quite bad. So, we're going to be going to maybe Louisiana, you have New Orleans, which has a crime problem. We'll straighten that out in about 2 weeks, it'll take us 2 weeks, easier than D.C., Trump continued. In response to Trump's comments, Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry, R., expressed that the state would take Trump's help from New Orleans to Shreveport. "We will take President at Real Donald Trump's help from New Orleans to Shreveport," Landry wrote in a post on X. While Landry welcomed support from Trump, New Orleans City Council President J.P. Morrell expressed that it was ridiculous to consider sending the National Guard into another American city that hasn't asked for it, NBC News reported. "They can't solve crimes, they can't interview witnesses, and they aren't trained to constitutionally police," Morrell explained in a statement. Breitbart News's AWR Hawkins reported that after at least 54 people were shot over Labor Day weekend in Chicago, Trump vowed to solve the crime problem fast, like he had done in Washington, D.C. On Monday, Breitbart News reported at least 53 people had been shot, five of them fatally. By the end of the day, ABC 7 noted that the overall number of shooting victims had reached at least 54, with a total of seven fatalities. In early August, Trump announced that he was invoking Section 740 of the District of Columbia Home Rule Act and placing the Metropolitan Police Department, MPD, under direct federal control. Trump also announced that he was mobilizing the National Guard to address crime in the nation's capital. In the week after Trump's announcement, violent crime in Washington, D.C. was reported to have dropped by 22%.